Imagine a university where students disappear every 5 years, where ancient curses whisper through stone corridors, and where a young woman with mysterious purple eyes finds herself drawn to the brooding professor everyone fears. Welcome to Varenmore University, a Gothic castle perched on a remote mountain where the line between supernatural phenomena and mental illness blurs into a captivating haze. The story begins with parallel childhoods marked by strange prophecies, a blind woman gripping 7-year-old Vaude's arm, predicting he will find purple eyes in A Castle Where None Go, while young Corvina grows up with her mother performing midnight rituals, both ostracized as witch child by superstitious villagers. These childhood experiences shape them into outsiders, each haunted by their own demons. Vaude by a prophecy he can't escape, and Corvina by voices that might represent either ancient power or the beginning of madness. When 21-year-old Corvina receives a mysterious scholarship to Varenmore University, she sees it as an escape from years of isolation. Her journey up the mountain sets the eerie tone, a fog-shrouded train ride, a taxi driver sharing disturbing rumors about missing students, and imposing iron gates guarded by a man with unnaturally dark eyes. The university itself becomes a character, a Gothic masterpiece with gardens where black roses bloom year-round and gargoyles whose eyes seem to follow students. The 2,000 students are all chosen from odd circumstances, orphans, outcasts, and those marked by unusual events. Corvina quickly learns about the university's dark reputation when her roommate Jade reveals that her previous roommate threw herself from the highest tower after a tumultuous relationship with Mr. Deverell, a doctoral student with silver eyes and a premature streak of white in his black hair, who now teaches ancient mythologies. As Corvina settles into life at Varenmore, supernatural elements intensify around her. Following a haunting melody through winding stairs, she discovers Vaude Deverell playing an ancient piano, his music seeming to bend reality. Their first encounter establishes both magnetic attraction and inherent danger. The novel's supernatural elements take a sinister turn when Jade reveals the blood-soaked history of the Black Ball, a masquerade held every 5 years where a student vanishes, leaving behind only a black rose. Nearly 20 students have disappeared over a century, their cases remaining unsolved. Even canceling the ball for a decade didn't break the cycle. People still vanished on the same night. Corvina's personal connection to the supernatural deepens through her relationship with Mo, the mysterious voice that has guided her since childhood. When a crow leads her to a lake that seems to swallow light, she performs what feels like an ancient ritual, speaking words that rise unbidden from her subconscious, establishing her as someone marked by deeper magic than even Varenmore holds. The attraction between Corvina and Professor Deverell intensifies despite his warnings to steer clear of him. In a pivotal library scene, he presses her against the bookshelves in a moment of intense attraction, establishing their pattern, intense physical connection, followed by Vaude's failed attempts to maintain distance. Their relationship deepens during a trip to town when they share personal vulnerabilities. Corvina reveals her mother is in a psychiatric institute, while Vaude discloses growing up in a boy's home before being adopted. As a storm approaches on their return journey, they surrender to their desires in the car, with Vaude guiding Corvina through her first intimate experience with gentle dominance. Their connection transcends physical attraction, as he calls her his little witch, while she names him the Devil of Varenmore. Their romance breaks multiple taboos, not just the prohibition against faculty-student relationships, but the sense that they're crossing boundaries between natural and supernatural worlds, making their connection both dangerous and seemingly fated. One of the most compelling aspects of the story is Corvina's fear of developing the same schizophrenia that afflicts her mother, a dread that manifests in meticulous self-monitoring and hesitation to trust her own perceptions. Her family history weighs heavily. Her mother's violent episodes and paranoid delusions, her father's suicide driven by auditory hallucinations, and the devastating decision to have her mother committed on her 18th birthday. At Virenmore, the line between supernatural occurrence and potential mental illness blurs as Corvina experiences whispered conversations in empty rooms, shadowy figures in mirrors, and an overwhelming sense of being watched. The Gothic setting either manifests genuine paranormal activity or serves as a catalyst for her potential mental decline. Vaude's declaration, "I am your beast, I am your madness, and you, you're my afterlife," represents more than romantic devotion. It demonstrates an unconditional acceptance Corvina has never experienced. His promise to stand by her regardless of potential diagnosis challenges the stigma often associated with mental health conditions and offers a powerful counterpoint to her isolation. As the story progresses, Virenmore's dark history gradually comes to light. The discovery of 15 unmarked graves connects to legends of students who perform sacrificial rituals being lynched on the night of the Black Ball. Local legends speak of the Slayers, students who allegedly murdered villagers years ago, taking them every full moon night for sacrifices. The most significant revelation comes when Vaude reveals his true identity as Virenmore's heir. His grandfather had been one of the original Slayers 90 years ago who murdered people in the woods, but then betrayed his friends by leading the group that lynched them. Before dying, the grandfather confessed his fear of a curse from a dying witch that the Slayers would hunt their killers from beyond the grave. This revelation connects the supernatural phenomena to the university's history, suggesting the voices Corvina hears and the disappearances during the Black Ball may be linked to this ancient curse. After surviving the climactic Black Ball, where students go missing and Corvina experiences overwhelming voices commanding her to jump from the roof, the story concludes with hope. Following 6 months in an institute, Corvina visits her mother, whose schizophrenia has worsened, but who recognizes Vaude as boy found and boy safe. 5 years later, Corvina and Vaude live in a cottage mansion on Devereaux family land. For the first time in a century, no one disappeared at the recent Black Ball, suggesting the cycle of violence may be broken. In a final twist, Corvina surprises Vaude with tickets to return to Virenmore, feeling it's time to reclaim their past as they plan to start a family. Despite its darkness, she believes it's where they both found themselves. The novel never definitively answers whether the voices Corvina hears are supernatural or symptoms of mental illness, instead focusing on acceptance and support. Their story reminds us that love can flourish even in darkness, and that accepting our whole selves, including the parts we fear, forms the foundation of true connection.